Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And for the past several days, we have been examining a new book written by Dr. Richard J. Mao, the current president of Fuller Theological Seminary, a book titled Talking with Mormons, An Invitation to Evangelicals. Basically, this is a book that Dr. Mao has put together in order to defend some of the private conversations that he has had over the years with various LDS general authorities and many BYU professors. Unfortunately, he makes a lot of criticisms that naturally we would feel are certainly unfounded. For instance, Dr. Mao feels that many Christians misunderstand modern Mormonism and sadly, according to his opinion, have been using tired old arguments that he thinks have been answered long ago by various Mormon apologists and leaders and BYU professors. In the book titled A Different Jesus, The Christ of the Latter-day Saints, written by Robert L. Millett, a BYU professor, and certainly an influence in the life of Dr. Mao, he says this in the foreword on page Roman numeral 9. He says, "The fact is that many of my Christian friends think they know what the LDS believe, even though they have never seriously attempted to understand the LDS perspective. What they know about Mormonism is what they have learned from books on, quote, the cults by Christian writers." Now, I don't really know what circles Dr. Mao travels in. Maybe he does have a lot of friends who really don't know a lot about Mormonism. But I happen to travel in the circles of people who have spent much of their lives studying the doctrines of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I would have to say that I think they have a pretty good handle on what the Mormon Church actually believes. Now, when Dr. Mao says that Christians get their understanding from books written by outsiders, let me just say that that is not my story. My personal story is that I studied Mormonism from primary sources. I went right to the books, and I read the very books that Mormon leaders want the Mormon people to actually read. So I don't think it's fair of Dr. Mao to give the assumption that whatever I might produce as a Christian who has never been a Mormon, that I'm actually putting out information that's erroneous. Where does he think I actually do my research? Today on the show, we have Michael Wilder. Michael Wilder is the father of Micah Wilder and Matt Wilder, two of the young men that are a part of Adams Road Band. And we're going to get a perspective from him as a member in the LDS Church for many years. Now, Michael, you were a member of the LDS Church. And if anybody should know what Mormons were taught or are taught in the LDS Church, you would know this because you were there. Now, you were not just a pew sitter in the back. You didn't just sleep through priesthood classes or anything like that. You held some pretty significant positions on a local level. What were some of those positions that you held? But by the way, welcome back. I'm glad to have you back on the show.
It's good to be back, Bill. You do a great work here. And I have to admit, I did try not to sleep. Sometimes it would get close. It depends on who was teaching priesthood and so forth. But no, when my wife and I joined the LDS Church in 1977, we were active all the way through until we left in 2007. So 30 years is a long time to be actively involved. I was called early on after we joined. I was called as a ward clerk, and then I just kind of progressed up from there, obviously received the Melchizedek priesthood. We went to the temple in 1979, were endowed there, had a temple recommend all these years until I left. In 1988, I was called to the High Council. At that point, I became a high priest, served there between 8 and 9 years, also served on two bishoprics in two different states, one in the Midwest, one in Utah, taught seminary, worked at the temple at the Vail, taught gospel doctrine. I've done a lot. I was a ward mission leader 3 times. So I do know LDS doctrine, and it does conflict with biblical Christianity. There's a huge difference there. And we can try to apologize what the LDS church teaches, but it is not Christian. It is Mormon doctrine, and that's fine. They have a right to believe that, but we can't tie it to Christianity. And when people, pastors and other people say, hey, we've got a problem with what the LDS is teaching, we can't have a, you know, with all due respect, Dr. Mao, you can't just come up and say, well, these people are being mean or they're not representing the facts. I've read some of your comments here, and you say it's a terrible thing to bear false witness, and it is, but it is okay to teach the truth, and Christ taught the truth, and when you teach the truth, sometimes the truth hurts, and the LDS Church really does not want the truth out there of what they really believe, whether it's the concept of polygamy, or that they're the only true and living church upon the face of the earth, what you have to go through the temple endowment, and so forth. And again, you know, they have a right to believe that, but when you start coming over that you're now Christian too, just like the rest of us, then you start, then people have to stop and look and see, what do you really teach?
That kind of leads me into my next question, because Dr. Mao has made it very clear that even though he likes to throw in and say, oh yeah, I think we have some serious differences on some points, he still wants to make it sound like the differences are not all that bad. And this is what really bothers me, because I have spent hours and hours talking with many people, not only who have left the LDS Church like yourself, but I've talked to many people who are in the transition period. They're struggling. They've come to find out things about their faith that have just upset them so much that in good conscience, they don't feel that they can stay and sustain these leaders like they have to in General Conference. But to leave is going to be a huge change in their life, and they are going to suffer for it. And some of them are suffering for it. I have talked to Mormons in transition who tell me about how they are being treated by not only their family members for raising questions about the church, but also from their bishop. And I've dealt with these people one-on-one. And I think what bothers me when I hear guys like Dr. Mao act as if they are experts in Mormon teaching. And clearly, when you read his book, he says things that show me he does not have a clue as to what Mormonism is really all about. He merely seems to be echoing some of the things that these academics are telling him. And he doesn't seem to spend a lot of time actually reading the manuals and listening to conference and things like that. But when he downplays the significance and makes it sound almost as if it's not worthy of differing on making a distinction between where Mormonism is and Christianity, what does that do for a person like yourself who struggled with these issues and had to make a decision at some point in your life to break off ties with not only a church that you belong to, taught in, believed, and loved, but now you're having to break communication even with the friends that you had in the church, loved ones that you had in the church? That's got to be an awful struggle. And it seems to me, and whether you agree or not on that, does it sound like Dr. Mao is just making that insignificant? Like you shouldn't have even had to go through that, Michael. I mean, come on, you could have just stayed there and who cares?
Well, again, it comes back to what does the LDS Church really believe, and what do biblical Christians, I'm not going to say evangelical, I'm going to go to the point and say being a biblical Christian. I was converted out of the LDS Church by studying the New Testament.
Very similar to your son, Micah,
it's
who was challenged
thing,
by
right,
that Baptist
right,
pastor in Florida.
Right, and once I got into the Word, I was baptized by the Word, I was pierced by the teachings there, and I realized that I was a sinner, and regardless of what I did through my temple endowments, through whatever work I was doing, it was irrelevant to God, because to even say that I can earn my way for salvation is blasphemy against God. It's a gift. I'm going to take it. Doesn't mean I shouldn't do good works and shouldn't do all these great things. But to say that salvation comes by the gift, you know, Paul states that that a man is not justified by works of the law, but by faith in Christ. So when you start getting into this and you start looking at it, that, you know, I came out of the LDS church because I saw conflicts and doctrine, and I could not live a lie. My wife could not live a lie. My wife was a BYU professor. Everything was great. Life was wonderful for us, and now we're having this crisis of faith. And it wasn't that we couldn't live the standards, we couldn't live the word of wisdom. We did all those things for many, many years. But when we came up to the concept of doctrinal issues, what does the LDS Church really believe, and what does the Bible and what does Jesus really teach? We had a major conflict there, and we couldn't live a lie. Mm. There was a time when I remember standing in sacrament meeting, and we were singing the hymn, Praise to the Man. And I was coming out at that point, and that hit me so hard that I could not even mouth the words. I could not stand in a church meeting and sing praise to a man. I can sing praise to Jesus, but not to a man. And so that started this trip of coming out of the Mormon church. And it's hard. It's very hard. And some people can't make the change. You know, my wife resigned from Brigham Young University and so forth. So it was a major change in our life, our structure. It wasn't like becoming a Baptist to a Methodist. This was a major crisis. And when Dr. Mao, you know, he states, you know, it's a terrible thing to bear false witness. It is a terrible thing to bear false witness. But now I will bear witness that the doctrine of the LDS Church is not the doctrine of the Bible. Mm-hmm. I've read it. I've studied it. I've been through the temples hundreds of times. You know, I mean, I worked there. And what the LDS teach is not the doctrine of Christianity.
I've been talking to Michael Wilder, a former member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, asking him about his perspective and what he was taught as a member of the LDS Church, and not only what he was taught, but what he taught others. We're going to continue this conversation on Monday, and I hope that you will be able to join us as we again look at some of the things that Dr. Mao has said, not only in his book, but also in various interviews and newspaper articles as well.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. You just listened to today's broadcast of Viewpoint on Mormonism. But did you know that you can hear past editions of more than 100 shows at your convenience? The Viewpoint on Mormonism podcast is available on the internet and will help you learn more about the LDS religion. Feel free to listen on your computer or download to your favorite listening device. Just go to mrm.org and click on the box that says On Air. All of our shows are here, so visit mrm.org today. Looking for a book on Mormonism? The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore in Salt Lake City carries the largest selection of Christian books on Mormonism, including titles such as Mormonism, Shadow or Reality, and Mormonism 101. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is also a great place to get your questions answered. Open Mondays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays from 1 to 5. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is located directly across from the Spring Mobile Ballpark at 1358 South and West Temple.